not as necessary, I think, to have hundreds of Bible verses at command and a long tradition and learning in scholastic theology to get at what's going on in the differences between the Lutherans and the Calvinists. It comes down to the basic axioms that were running the show for John Calvin and for Theodore Beza in the later 16th century. Axioms about what can and cannot happen when we're talking about how the Lord is present in the Lord's Supper. One of those axioms is that the infinite cannot be contained in the finite. The Calvinist tradition takes it as truth that since the finite cannot contain the infinite, then the Lord cannot be present in the way that he says he is in the Lord's Supper, saying, "This is my body." They do talk about a real presence, but it's a presence that is heavenly, a presence in heaven, not a bodily presence by which Jesus Christ is in, with, under bread and wine in the sacrament.